Hi, welcome to episode 79, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. 79 of Thrifty Cast. This is Eric.
And this is Kathleen.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's been a good day.
Yeah. So, did a little bit of thrifting today. We are up in northern, like pretty far northern Wisconsin.
Yep, about an hour from Superior.
Yeah. Are at this latitude, are we actually north of Minneapolis-St. Paul?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're not far from Minneapolis-St. Paul. So, basically, we're in the Arctic Circle. There's snow on the ground.
Exactly.
People are driving trucks out onto lakes.
Oh,
which
my God, it's
me,
so scary.
Oh, it terrifies me. Terrifies me to see trucks on lakes.
People are augering holes into the lake so they can ice fish, putting up those little tents and houses so they can be warm and drunk when they ice fish. It's very strange.
And I always wonder, I'm like, okay, it might be safe to drive your big SUV out onto the surface of a lake if it's frozen enough. It sounds terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I would be screaming the entire time I was driving across it. All that augering, does that make drilling?
Does that weaken it?
Yeah.
I know. I wonder that too.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
One truck or car has already gone through a lake up here. It wasn't the lake that my mom is on.
Yeah.
But it was a nearby lake. Terrifying. Anyway, we're not doing that, and this podcast is not about ice fishing.
No, that's our other podcast. Yeah. Please check out Ice Fish Cast on iTunes. It's just culturally, it's so different.
It is, and I've never been up here. This is the first winter I've ever been up here. Been up in every other season.
People winter really well up here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've passed, like, little ponds where they've plowed off skating areas. It's figuring out how to be active in winter, even though the climate's not really hospitable.
Yeah, I am not good at that, other than walking the dog in cold weather. I don't really like any of those things. I have seen a lot of people skating, though, which, if I had better ankles, would be fun. And wasn't the age I am and afraid of breaking things.
I love ice skating. At least I did the last time I did it in 2002.
So it's been a while?
Wow, has it been a while. I had a pair of skates that I thrifted, by the way. I thrifted up here, which only makes sense because, you know, they do that kind of thing. And I had a pair of skates, and I would feel unbelievably cool because I would have skates sort of thrown over my shoulder, be on the L going down to the loop.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and get off the L, go downtown to the loop over by the Art Institute. They had a skating rink that was free. So throw on skates, skate around for a while. I'm probably kind of over-idealizing it a little bit because I remember there were kids who were jerks. Like, they were really good skaters, but they were kind of jerky about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, anyway, people doing winter well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been fun to see. How many thrifts did we hit today?
Three. Not an amazing day.
Yeah, but one St. Vinny, one SPCA thrift, and then
Salvation Army.
Oh, right, the Salvation Army. Yeah, and I would think the Salvation Army would be the best out of all of them.
It's often very good, but it was not good today.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a dud. I always think of that Salvation Army as the lamp gold mine because there was one day I had a very good lamp day.
Yes, I've gotten a very interesting lamp there as well.
At a really good price.
Yes.
They had this driftwood lamp. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, they had this great driftwood lamp. The shade was a little off, so the shade would have to be replaced, but they wanted $20 for it.
Get out of town.
I thought that was way high for that. Like, yeah, really.
That's the Salvation Army where I find quilt squares a lot.
Oh.
And good fabric. But they had a lot of fabric today, nothing I needed, and no quilt squares.
Yeah.
But I mean, twice up here, I have found amazing quilt squares in this winter. Yeah. So that's a lot.
Well, and I think because it's been a couple months since we recorded, it's probably helpful for us to explain. Like, I am still working from home. Mm-hmm. The only time I'm leaving the house is to make grocery store trips. And because my entire life outside the house is arranged around that, I'm shopping like a child, like loading up with crap. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of all I'm doing. So I haven't really gone out thrifting. However, your recent couple months have been very different than mine.
Yeah, I am still sort of a informal family care provider for my grandfather. And my mother has had a couple of injuries, which is why I've been up in Wisconsin with her. So there's not a lot to do up here, and I've needed to get out of the house during the day. So I have done a lot of local thrifting, which is why I've posted so many things right. And talked about, like, oh, I found this, I found that. I was up here for a month. I went home for 2 weeks, and then I came back for 3 weeks. The first time I bought so much stuff, I couldn't fit it all in my car going home. So this time I have been way more restrained, mm-hmm. and I will be able to fit everything in my car without difficulty because the first trip was ridiculous.
Well, you've gotten that. You know, whenever we used to visit up here, uh-huh. like we always hit the thrift stores, but it's like, oh, we'll go to this one, we'll go to that one. And today you have this like almost eerie local familiarity with like, well, I know on Wednesdays that this is when the sale goes in, yeah. you know? So
yeah, I have become eerily attuned.
Yeah. To the rhythms. Yeah.
My punch card is almost full at St. Vincent de Paul.
When your punch card gets full, do you get a sandwich? Like what do
you
do?
You get $5 off.
That is really good. Does it have to be over a certain amount?
No.
Really?
You could spend $5 and get $5 off.
Is this the first punch card you will have filled?
It is not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is not. Anyway.
And their prices are good.
Yeah, their prices are very good, I think.
Yeah. The St. Vinny.
Yeah, I've gotten some good stuff there. I got something good there today, which is going to be my find of the blank.
Right.
Week, month.
2 months.
2 months. Yeah, who knows.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's a good segue. What is your find of the week?
So my find of the week is a small piece of stained glass that I found today for $5.95 at the St. Vincent de Paul. It is in sort of an ugly wooden frame, which has kind of like a 70s, early 80s vibe, like rustic.
Yeah.
But the stained glass itself is older and very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still in Eric's car. I have to remember to get it.
Oh, wow.
But that's really nice. And I have an idea of where I'm going to hang that.
I think I know where you're going to hang it. The dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally picture that.
So I'll post a picture of it now, but hopefully I can also post a picture later when I actually hang it up.
Oh, great.
What about you?
I didn't really shop that much today. Yeah. I didn't get that much stuff. So given that my life is organized around grocery shopping, I will say that I got these Asian pot stickers. That were in the freezer case.
Yeah.
They're really versatile. You can fry them up. What I like to do, little bit of chicken broth, get it going, get it boiling, drop those dumplings in, let those go for a while, delicious soup. So I am going to cheat a little bit and go off the road.
But what about in the 2 months since we've podcasted?
You would think that something would come to mind.
Yeah.
The last, really, I haven't been out of the house except to grocery shop for 2 months. Why do you think when I got here just last night,
mm-hmm.
I like could not shut up?
You were
I was chatty.
It was great though.
Oh,
I mean, I haven't seen you in ages. So it's good to talk.
Yeah, you're very kind. But I was like, oh, people. Oh, you know, and like. A husband at home has been great, you know, but I mean, it's just the two of us. So,
and a lot of animals
and a lot of cats, chickens. Yeah. And
a dog.
So it's, I mean, that's a little bit of an echo chamber. So, any kind of other socialization hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is quite a talker. I gave her a run for her money today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is a talker.
But I mean, I outdid her
mm-hmm.
today. I don't mean to brag, but I was so the chatty one today.
She headed off to her room. She's probably napping from the exhaustive conversation for dinner. I'm kidding. Wore it wasn't that bad.
But there's, a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world. So
yeah, well, and you haven't seen my mom in a long time.
Yeah, and missed her. And all this stuff happened to her with the falls and stuff. Yeah,
and my mom and I have seen a lot of each other, so it's nice to have a different person here.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, so you haven't thrifted. I have thrifted a lot, so I've thrifted for you, my friend.
Do you want to add things to yours? Because I'm just injecting weird groceries into
this. No, it's okay. I mean, I've posted pictures of things that I like.
You have gotten really beautiful things and a lot of them.
Yeah. I did. Okay, I will mention one other thing. Mm-hmm. I got this really cute little plant pot, perfect for like the tiniest cactus. It's green and it has like a little dish, and it's from a company called Metlox or Metalox. I'm not sure. It's from California, and it's Poppy Trail is the name of the line that it's from. It was 65 cents.
Wow.
I got it yesterday. I mean, what can you get for 65 cents? Almost nothing.
Not even gum.
No, and it's so pretty. Really delightful.
Even my pot stickers were like $4 for a bag.
Well, yeah, but more satisfying than this. But this is really pretty, so I'll take pictures of both.
Yeah.
It's very tiny. I mean, very small cactus. I want to be clear. It's not a large planter.
The thing about all the planters is that they're not necessarily practical from a plant standpoint.
No, but I'm doing more propagating of cacti from leaves and things.
Oh.
So I'll propagate in there.
Okay.
I'll bud some new cacti in there.
I know. And that, my friend, is value.
It is. You get lots of new cacti.
Right. So that's find of the week, such as it is. Do you want to do the topic?
Sure. So we decided that today's topic would be some predictions for what the coming year of thrifting and thrift stores, sort of the just stores themselves, will be like, what we'll see, what we'll encounter.
In my thought about this, and there's this thing we do where we'll come up with a topic and like try very hard not to talk about it before we turn it on. But my absolute thought about this is that the impact of all the things that have happened with COVID are going to have a strong effect on what we see and don't see at the thrift stores. My first thing, masks are going to start showing up. And I'm not talking about new masks that people bring in, but people be like, oh, I got this package of masks at The Gap or Old Navy or whatever. I didn't use all them. So now I have these extra masks to donate, maybe used ones. And from my vantage point, given that it's a pandemic, I think masks are going to be the new thrift store underwear. Meaning
thing that you wouldn't buy because you
right. Yeah. I think that there are going to be bins, maybe like, I'm gesturing, which is not helpful for you at home, but, you know, those pegs that come out of, and they're going to, with the little things that go over your ears, they're just going to hang it on that and you can like look through it. But those aren't like neckties. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're, like it's really, and even though they're washed just like underwear is, I don't know that I could wear somebody else's mask.
Yeah, that's a good point. When Eric mentioned this earlier today, I said, they're already showing up at the St. Vincent de Paul. I should have showed them to you. There are these plain white cotton masks in little Ziploc bags. And since they're all the same, I sort of wonder if they are used or if somebody just had a bunch of these. They're definitely not made by an individual. I mean, they're mass produced. I didn't really look at them. I should have looked at price and things like that. But yeah, I would feel weird. I wonder what listeners think.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would buy a used one, even though, I mean, it's like anything. Mm-hmm. You can boil it. You could do a lot of really good cleaning of it. If it's white, you could bleach the hell out of it.
Even if it's not white, you can bleach it.
Oh, sure. You don't care.
You know, it doesn't take much bleach to, you know, kill stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fine. And again, the same thing is true for underwear. Sure. Like, you can.
Sure. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But still, I'm thinking, no way.
Well, it's a weird thrift store thing that they don't specify new masks versus that you're unclear based on their display whether these had been used previously. Like, I don't know. I think that's kind of a problem. But so my first thought is that we're going to start seeing, already have started seeing masks show up. But I think especially, knock wood, as, you know, COVID kind of resolves and after people have stockpiled all these masks, I think it is something we're going to see more and more and more of.
I have too many masks, like many people. But I don't see myself getting rid of a lot of them.
I have bought masks that were ill-fitting.
Sure, that's true.
That, like, pull my ears too far forward, like there's not enough stretch in the elastic, or they're just not sized well for my face, or, oh my goodness, it's just now occurring, I think I bought children's masks. Oops. I'm like, that would go a long way in explaining my issues. So, yeah, I mean, and, I mean, it's just like, I mean, if we're going to be honest, like, let's all make an agreement that we all have our favorite pairs of underwear. Like, we all have, we all have our sort of top tier, the most comfortable or the most whatever, the ones we like the best. And then there's the, like, laundry day is a little bit past due. So we're, oh, look, it's August and I'm wearing Christmas boxers or, you know, there's that. So, you know, it's those lower tier masks I think are going to find their way in. And those, again, those five packs at Old Navy, two I love, one I'm okay with, two I don't like and probably wouldn't wear. That, I mean, that's been my experience with like non-thrift purchases. So, yeah. So, masks.
Okay.
Do you want to take turns? Should we just take turns?
Sure. Let's take turns.
Okay. What is your prediction?
I don't know that it will look obvious, but I'm thinking that everybody who didn't do massive cleanouts so far in 2020 are going to be doing massive home cleanouts in 2021. So I'm sort of expecting that thrift stores are still going to be getting a lot of fresh stock in. Just because, I mean, people are still home, people still need space, people are still realizing, like, I've got too much stuff and I don't need it. Not that that doesn't happen at other times, but I'm kind of anticipating like more of that happening.
Makes total sense. The continuation of, oh, I had a temporary office on my kitchen table, but it looks like this is dragging on. So all that, like the junk room I have
is going to have to be turned into
a home office.
Remote learning space, home office, you know, place with a nice background so I can have a Zoom meeting where I'm not embarrassed, whatever it is.
Yeah. I would love to talk to somebody right now who works at a thrift store to hear their impression on what's coming in over the last 9 months and what they would predict about this.
Yeah, that is a
good question. if there's anybody out there, I would love to hear from you on the Facebook page about kind of what your observations are. It's exciting. I mean, I hope it's... I hope it's good stuff.
But I mean, that kind of clean out and donation is very different than, let's say, somebody is elderly and moving into a nursing home or passes away and a house gets cleaned out and you're getting the stuff that's after an estate sale and after... So, I mean... It's different. I'm always interested in the older, weirder stuff. So in general, people who are doing like spring cleaning, unless they like older stuff, it's not like my thing. I like an older area. That's why Chicago is a good place to thrift or Milwaukee or wherever.
Yeah.
Where there's sort of older stock of stuff that's getting donated.
That people don't overvalue.
Of course.
I mean, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Up here, it's like, it belonged to my grandmother, so clearly it must be worth a lot.
Yes.
Even though it's a tablecloth that has a ton of stains on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody told me this was an antique.
Right. Collectible.
Yeah.
What was that phrase that you told me? Collectibles and dustables?
I don't know that that was me.
Oh, okay. Somebody was telling me that they started referring to collectibles as dustables, which, yeah. I mean, what a great phrase. Like,
they're not wrong.
More stuff to dust, right? Cool. So, me.
Yeah, you.
I don't even know if I could call this a prediction. I think things could go one of two ways with games, puzzles, craft supplies.
Damn it, this was mine.
Wow, maybe we should talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
first.
It's okay.
My subjective experience is that I feel like I'm seeing fewer jigsaw puzzles. I'm seeing fewer complete games. I think people are snatching those up as they're stuck at home, having to keep kids entertained, having to entertain
themselves.
Absolutely. And so as things, knock wood, as things improve over this year, people may get to a point where they start to jettison some of those things. I could see it going that way, that they start to show up in force, or the opposite, that there's still a drain on it and they're in kind of high demand. If that's the case, there's a part of me that's very worried that the prices are going to go up on those kinds of items, that thrifts are going to realize, like, wow, we can't really keep these on the shelves the way we used to.
Yeah, I also think that it sort of has wet an appetite for games and for puzzles. Like, I think people have sort of rediscovered this, like, oh, if we're going to be stuck at home, we did this thing, and now this is actually kind of fun. Like, my mom and I have been doing puzzles up here, and it's been really fun. I do always look at the puzzles at the thrift now, and that St. Vincent de Paul we went to today was pretty cleaned out on games and puzzles. But I was there the other day when somebody was putting out cartloads of puzzles. I mean, she filled that puzzle section up. And while I was in the store, a woman came in and probably bought 10.
Wow.
I mean, they're like between 65 cents and 265 or something there. Puzzles, new puzzles are expensive.
How much are they? I've never priced them.
I looked at some recently. They were anywhere from like 8, 9, 10, up to 20, 30.
Good grief.
Yes. So, I mean, I totally get it. Yeah. So I bought one too the other day. It's a peacock. It's really nice.
Oh, nice. And I mean, I always buy them. I like them to be as campy as possible.
Yeah.
If they, and if I'm going to, sometimes I just sort of have them around. Anything that's more than 150 pieces is just a migraine kind of waiting to happen. So I prefer, actually, if I'm going to do them, I prefer like kids puzzles with like cartoon characters and stuff. But anything, especially with where we live, anything that's like an autumn scene on a lake with someone in vintage hunting gear with a rifle just pointed somewhere vaguely in the distance. Like, I have a ton of those. I like those. So, I mean, I've been buying them all along, but I just, it's going to be, that's going to be impacted. So that's fine. Did I totally steal yours? Do you have another one?
No, I need to think, because mine was more specifically about puzzles, just because that's one of those things that I've really noticed. I haven't noticed, like, sort of along those lines, I haven't noticed a big change in books. What do you think is going to happen with books? Because it's similar. I mean, it's an easy activity to do solo. And
I'm wondering if people who weren't too badly negatively impacted by the pandemic, I'm wondering if they actually switch to more e-readers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I don't, there's too many variables in there. I feel like to make any kind of prediction, like I don't know that, I certainly haven't noticed a change.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I was thinking, when I was thinking about puzzles and games before, it would seem to me that there would be increased demand.
Yeah.
Especially maybe someplace like here, where maybe fewer e-readers, but then maybe more e-readers because you have less access to bookstores.
Well,
but I don't know.
I mean, the internet access in rural areas is not great. So often, not always, but so, you know, that may be, Like I said, there's just so many variables where it's hard to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. What I'm going to be curious to see, the next thing that I was kind of predicting is that somewhere about halfway through the year, I think there is going to be a flood of items where people were over ambitiously looking at self-improvement.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. So I think we're going to start to see yoga mats. We're going to start to see exercise books. We're going to...
like free weights. Yeah.
So there's the physical stuff. I also think that a lot of South Beach diet or...
keto.
Yeah. Atkins. You know, there's going to be a lot of... diet and nutrition stuff. I think there could be a lot of self-help.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it sort of relates to toys and games and crafts, but I'm also wondering about things like adult coloring books and
this needlepoint kit that I got thinking I would love to do this.
I'm absolutely going to learn to play the ukulele. So,
well, and also gifts. Yeah. I mean, a lot of those things could have been holiday gifts.
Yes.
Like, got to keep people entertained. And
I don't know what Aunt Judy wants, but didn't she mention she had an interest in needlepoint? Why don't we get her a needlepoint set? And really, all Aunt Judy wants is cyberpunk literature, right? So, so the needlepoint stuff ends up. So that, but anything related to self-improvement, and again, especially in the exercise realm, I'm really wondering if mid-year we're going to start to see an influx of those.
I think Aunt Judy really wants steampunk, but whatever.
Right, sure.
No, I mean, I feel like you are doing much better at this than I am.
I could go on and on.
You go.
Yeah. Cooking. Utensils.
Kind of related.
Cooking appliances. Yeah. I think there's going to be, I mean, you can already find a ton of bread makers, but I think more bread makers are going to show up. I think everybody who I think Instant Pots, air fryers, and again, in some ways that's sort of that self-improvement, like, oh, I'm having to cook a lot at home, but I want to be healthier. And but I think kitchen appliances, cookbooks, everything in that cooking nutrition realm, I think that that's going to start to skyrocket.
And when you mentioned something like air fryers, that's also sort of the natural cycle of like a hot new thing.
Yep.
That really you don't need. I don't really know what an air fryer is, honestly, and I don't want to know. But you don't really need it, but somebody thinks it's amazing, so they buy it for you, and then you have an air fryer, and you don't want it. So, I mean, I think that does kind of normally happen, but I can see what you're saying.
Yep.
Like, just a lot, because people are suddenly going to go back.
And faster.
Their normal way and say, I'm not going to cook like this all the time.
Right, and restaurants are more open. And, of course, the thing with any of those kinds of kitchen appliances is that they take up so much space.
Yes. And they're single use or single focus.
Yep.
Sorry to cut you off.
No. I think that's another one that we're going to see. I mean, it's difficult to articulate, but I'm wondering with the kind of social isolation that people have experienced, I'm wondering if that's going to have an impact on kind of thrifting at all. I'm wondering if there's going to be kind of a big rush back to the thrifts. Because, you know, we've kind of safely and masked and everything, we've been thrifting all along. But I kind of wonder if people are going to be a lot more interested in thrifting. So I wonder if the thrifts are going to get a lot more crowded, or it's just kind of harder to find things as people are able to leave their homes more freely.
Well, we're also at a time where economically a lot of people are not doing very well.
Good.
People
Excellent
who have lost
point.
Jobs
Excellent
and have
point.
Been yeah. without jobs for a long time. So I would think that drives people in that direction as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's actually probably the primary thing that all of a sudden you know, you're looking for more clothes, you're looking for things at really reasonable prices. And related to that, I do find myself, and this has been a trend for years now, but the Targetization or Walmartization mm-hmm. of thrifts, mm-hmm. where it is that mix of like things that are new, but they've been donated.
Yeah.
Where the aisle, it's brightly lit, the aisles are wider, things are better organized, but the prices go up a little bit. Still a lot cheaper than other retail outlets mm-hmm. in most cases, but not cheap. So, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're thinking. Curious what you're thinking. Or are you thinking about this? Are you thrifting?
Yeah, so we are available at ThriftyCast on Facebook. So if you just look up ThriftyCast. Mm-hmm. At some point, wouldn't it be great to just have a website?
Wow. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, sorry to drop that.
We posted 8 times last year.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I just wow. That's terrible. Yeah, probably not a website.
So maybe we should get our act together before we think about such a thing.
That's
and
totally
we're
fair.
On episode 80 and we've been doing this for a really long time.
What? 11 years? 12 years?
20. I don't
know.
Yeah. But let's not get too ambitious here in January 2021.
No, I'm going to make a resolution right now. I'm kidding. No resolutions. So, but yeah, check us out on ThriftyCast on Facebook and we are also on Instagram. Our Instagram account is just, we don't have any like posts where you like, you know, write about your feelings or whatever. It's all just photos of weird or interesting stuff that we've seen at thrift stores.
And usually nothing that we're buying.
Right. Yeah. You know, there is such a tiny, tiny percentage, like 1% of or less of those pictures mm-hmm. are things that either one of us has bought.
Yeah.
And part of it is like you take a picture because you like it, but it's not something you would necessarily take home.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's Instagram. I love thrifting. All one word. Love is L-U-V.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. And we hope you have a great 2021.
And we'll talk to you before 2021 is over.
Hopefully more than once.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.